Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Elise and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this return phone call?
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is all right in the bank.
And how may I help you today?
I've been trying to open a claim, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to help you with that. May I have your social security number?
421-417087.
And your first and last name again, please?
Rodney Banks.
And Mr. Banks, may I please have your date of birth?
12/12/1993.
And may I have your driver's license number?
Hold on a second, man.
Sure.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
It's 106-955-94. It's just a state ID, ma'am.
No problem. And what state was it issued in?
Ma'am.
What state was it issued in?
Alabama.
No problem. And your mother's maiden name, please.
Bradley. Spradley.
Thank you so much for that information. All right. And you want to get this claim started? Hold on one moment. Now, Mr. Banks, may I have your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Now, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you also understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
And to confirm the spelling of your first name, that's going to be Rodney, and then your last name, Banks. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What's a good contact phone number for you, please, Mr. Banks?
256-496-7656.
All right, and just to confirm, that's 256-496-7656.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you kindly. And then just to confirm, your birthday is 12/12/1993.
Yes, ma'am.
And the correct spelling of your mother's maiden name is Spradley.
Dley, D as in dog.
Yes, I have that. And you said that you have a state ID. And that number is going to be 106-955-94. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, may I please have your race?
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I please have your home address?
750 Gun Court, Apartment A, Alexander City.
You said apartment A, and you're in Alexander City?
Now, Gun Court, GUNN Court. In my Alexander City, Alabama, 35010.
You said 35010.
10.
Okay.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just to confirm, that was 750 Gun, GUNN Court, Alexander City, Apartment C, 35010.
Apartment A.
I do have apartment A. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. So I have 750 Gun Court, Apartment A, Alexander City, 35010.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm used to saying my apartment, which is a C. That's why it came out that way. I'm sorry. May I have your last job title, sir?
I will let Sage in America an assembly.
Assembly. Thank you. All right. Now, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Say that again, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for that. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
So what now?
Since the first Sunday, have you, hold on, let me go back. I'm so sorry. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job, please, Mr. Banks?
20.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. However, what do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is this for your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And may I have that routing number, please?
Hold on a second, man.
Sure.
How you get to rip up? The round number, ma'am, is 041-215-663.
And I'm going to ask for that routing number, if you would repeat it one more time, just to make sure I have it keyed in correctly.
041-215-663.
All right. And may I have the account number now?
Account number is 12-846-6687. 9142.
And if you would repeat that just to make sure I have it keyed in correctly.
12-846-6687-9142.
Thank you for that information, sir. All right. So based on that account, we cannot accept that type of checking account. Is it an online banking like Chime, Cash App?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're unable to accept that because it's not a secure account to put your funds in. So what we're going to have to do is select that state debit card.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And who is your last employer?
State Gene America.
What's it called?
Sejin, Sejin.
Hold on. Let me go here and look at your profile. And is that with Ace Industry?
Yes, ma'am.
Ace Industry. Okay, cool beans. Let me go back. There it is. Okay. And may I have a telephone number for them?
Hold on for a second.
You're fine.
Yep.
Eight two five six.
Mm-hmm.
825. 2290.
That's 256-825-2290. Ma'am, the city in which the work was performed in?
Dadeville, Alabama.
Dadeville, okay. And what was your start date with them?
November the 7th.
What year?
2023.
All right. And your last day of work for them?
Hold on, man. I want to make sure. Is it November the 7th.
And the year again?
2023.
And your last day of work with them?
June 17th, 2024.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this company, please, Mr. Banks?
They ended my assignment.
So this was through a temp service?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the assignment, who the temp service ended your assignment? Did they give you a reason why?
No, ma'am. So it was some, they said the people from the job called them, but they never gave me the reason.
Okay, so this is the question. Your assignment ended for that particular, is Ace going to continue placing you somewhere else, or they say no?
No, they didn't have no openings last time I talked.
Okay. All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. Mr. Banks, you're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. I am going to ask you some randomly generated questions. Give me one moment to get in that system. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Phoenix City, Hoover, Madison, or none of the above?
So what number? Which one have associated with me?
Yeah, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Phoenix City, Hoover, Madison, or none of these? Auburn. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Cardiology, DO, dermatological, immunological, diagnostic laboratory, psychologist, clinical psychologist, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12613 Mill Creek Drive, 3900 Villa Terrace, 620 West Clark Avenue, 705 Rocky Ridge Road, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
390 Villa Terrace.
Thank you. Now, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No, ma'am.
So you're not filing this claim with me today?
Oh, I'm filing. I thought you said online. Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm filing it. Yes, ma'am.
It throws everyone off. I'm sorry. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. Now we're at your closing statements. The following instructions and numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could result in a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certifications between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you'll need your four-digit PIN, and I can give you that as soon as we finish this call. Also, you can start doing your weekly certifications as early as this Sunday, the 14th, and you have all the way into a Friday, the 19th at 5 p.m. So you can do it as early as a Sunday morning and as late as Fridays by 5 p.m. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. There are exceptions to the work search requirements, and they're made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Mr. Banks, do you have any questions at this time?
No, ma'am.
All right. So let me go ahead and submit this claim for you. And let me provide you with your transaction number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be 490-074-205.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Oh, not a problem. It's 490-074-205. And then your four-digit PIN number. Yours is 7087. Does she need the confirmation number again?
Hold on, repeat the her number again, man.
That confirmation number is 490.
204-205. Okay, man.
And then your PIN number is 7087. You'll need that PIN to do your weekly certifications, okay? All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Banks?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Well, then you have a great evening on purpose, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am.
Sure.
Should I be waiting for a letter in the mail to let me know if I was accepted?
No, that is where you would go to the website, adol.alabama.gov. You'll go to that website, and you would go to the menu where it says I am a claimant and register yourself so that you can log into your claimant portal. That is the best way to know the status of your claim, whether you're approved or not, and continue doing your weekly certifications. Okay.
Hey, I've been trying to log on to that, but it said like when I don't know if there's something wrong with my
What email address do you see on there so I can have it unlinked?
I use Rod Bank.
No. But what's showing? Because it should show you the email address that's linked to your social security number.
It wasn't doing that.
It didn't show you. So this is what I'm going to advise. Try logging into it, not tonight, but try tomorrow. After, really not even tomorrow. Try Wednesday because you did your claim after 5 today, so it's like you did it Tuesday morning. So I'm going to tell you to try logging into your portal on Wednesday. When you try to register for your portal, if it gives you an email address that you're not currently using, call us back so we can have it unlinked.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we have to get rid of the old one so that you can go ahead and put the new one in. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thanks.
You're very welcome, and you have a great day on purpose. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Okay. Bye-bye.